DeepEnglish.com.
Homesickness on Earth and Beyond, Active Speaking, Part D.
At first, she didn't even recognize his emaciated face. Was Sheen's face emaciated? Yes, Sheen's face was emaciated. He had spent 2 long years in one of North Korea's hardest prisons. How long had he spent in prison? He had spent 2 long years in prison. For 16 hours a day, he was forced to sit in a torture position, with his back straight and head bowed. Was he forced to sit in a torture position? Yes, he was forced to sit in a torture position. How long was he forced to sit in a torture position? He was forced to sit in a torture position for 16 hours a day. If he moved, he was beaten. What happened if he moved? If he moved, he was beaten. And then suddenly he was released, told that Kim had forgiven him, and now he would make movies for North Korea. Was he suddenly released? Yes, he was suddenly released. Was he told that Kim had forgiven him? Yes, he was told that Kim had forgiven him. What was he told to do? He was told to make movies for North Korea. 10 days after being released from prison, he was brought to the party and saw Choi. How many days after being released from prison did he see Choi? He saw Choi just 10 days after being released from prison.
"Well, go ahead and hug each other. Why are you just standing there?" Kim said.
Did Kim tell them to hug? Yes, Kim told them to hug. The pair embraced, first awkwardly, then emotionally, sinking into each other's arms. The room erupted into cheers. Did they embrace awkwardly or emotionally? Both. They first embraced awkwardly and then emotionally. Did the room erupt into cheers? Yes, the room erupted into cheers. Kim then declared that they would be remarried in 2 months on his father's birthday. What did Kim declare? Kim declared that they would be remarried in 2 months on his father's birthday. Sheen and Choi were sent to a luxury villa, and the first thing they did was turn the water on in the sink. What was the first thing they did? The first thing they did was turn the water on in the sink. They knew that the room was probably bugged, and the water noise would stop the microphones from recording what they were saying. Was the room probably bugged? Yes, the room was probably bugged. How did they stop the microphones from recording what they were saying? They turned the water on in the sink to stop the microphones from recording what they were saying. After confirming that neither of them had been brainwashed, they soon fell in love again. Had either of them been brainwashed? No, neither of them had been brainwashed. They were both determined to escape. But for the time being, they had to do what Kim ordered. Which one of them was determined to escape? They were both determined to escape. Over the next 3 years, Sheen and Choi made 7 films for Kim. How many films did they make for Kim? They made 7 films for Kim. They won Kim's trust, and in 1986, they were allowed to travel to Austria on film business. Did they win Kim's trust? Yes, they won Kim's trust. When did they travel to Austria? They traveled to Austria in 1986. Were they on film business? Yes, they were on film business. They were watched like hawks by North Korean agents, but one day they had a chance to jump in a taxi and escape. Who watched them like hawks? North Korean agents watched them like hawks. How did they escape? They jumped in a taxi and escaped. They slipped their minders and made it to the U.S. Embassy, and later to the U.S. Did they slip their minders? Yes, they slipped their minders. Where did they go? They went to the U.S. Embassy and later to the U.S. Sheen and Choi stayed married until Sheen's death in 2006. Did they get divorced after they escaped? No, they didn't get divorced after they escaped. They stayed married until Sheen's death in 2006. After a few years of living and making films in the U.S., they finally did make their return home to South Korea. Did they ever return to their home in South Korea? Yes, they did finally return to their home in South Korea. In an age of increasing globalization, more and more people are living and working abroad. Are we living in an age of increasing globalization? Yes, we are living in an age of increasing globalization. Are more and more and less people living abroad? More and more people are living abroad. In fact, 244 million people were living in foreign countries in 2015. How many people were living in foreign countries in 2015? 244 million people were living in foreign countries in 2015. So, homesickness is something many have to deal with. For most people, the cure for homesickness is only a flight, Skype call, or email away. Is the cure for homesickness only a flight, Skype call, or email away for most people? Yes, the cure for homesickness is only a flight, Skype call, or email away for most people. Here's to hoping that none of you is ever separated from home by mad dictators, civil wars, or the vast, dark deepness of space. Have you ever been separated from home?